We're pleased to be joined on the Trending 55 hot seat today by the Education Minister for the province of Alberta, Adriana LaGrange. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Happy to be on the program.
Well, the big thing we want to talk about today is the draft curriculum has come up again recently. We know the province recently announced the other day that they're going to be in the process of making a few changes then from what we saw earlier this year. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Well, Cal, I'm doing exactly what I said we would do all along. We would take all of the feedback on the draft curriculum and we would refine it as it is needed to be refined. So what is happening is that we have engaged with so many Albertans right across this province. It has been the most open and transparent engagement process on curriculum that has ever existed in the province of Alberta. We wanted to hear from everyone that wanted to have their voice heard. Education partners, teachers, everyday Albertans, parents, students, and you name it, we've heard from them. And we're continuing to hear from them. What I would say is happening in the new year is that we are going to focus on implementation rather than all the grades, all subjects, all grades in K-6. We are going to implement three subjects. So they are English Language Arts and Literature, Mathematics, and physical education and wellness. And this is very complementary to the work that we're doing on addressing learning disruption loss in literacy and numeracy. We've addressed it through a pilot program early last spring, and then again this fall with $45 million given out to schools for grades 1 to 3 learning loss targeted support. So beyond that, we have gone back to look at the scope and sequence, which is the blueprint for social studies. So we are committed to engaging on a new draft blueprint, as well as on all the other subjects. We're going to continue to do the work on those. I've put together, or will be putting together, a implementation advisory committee on how we're going to roll out the implementation of those three subjects that I had earlier stated, English Language Arts, Mathematics, and Phys Ed. And beyond that, we're just going to keep engaging with everyone and ensuring that we get this curriculum right so that it is the absolute best curriculum possible to put in front of our kids.
As you mentioned a little earlier, there are some things that will be coming up fairly quickly, you know, the English Language Arts, the Math, the Phys Ed, but the social studies subject is one I know that, as you mentioned, there's still kind of a sort of an extensive process going on for that. So what are some of the things you're kind of, I guess, looking to see on that front?
Well, as I said, we are going to, we've brought forward a new social studies blueprint. It's called the Scope and Sequence. And that really looks at how we distribute the information across the grades. And what we were hearing on the social studies draft that we had put forward last spring was that students had, there was too much learning too quickly for our students, and that we needed to just pace it out a little bit better. And so we have gone back to the scope and sequence. We're going to engage on that particular piece first, and then that will refine and further inform how we build the social studies curriculum. But because we are not going to implement it in September of 2022, we just have a lot more time to work with it and make sure that we get it just right.
I remember when talking with some school divisions around here back in the springtime, you know, one of the things they mentioned to me was the fact, you know, a lot of their students, you know, because of, you know, how things have been kind of disrupted in the world over the last year or two, you know, students haven't spent as, you know, much time in the classroom over the last couple of years as they would under normal circumstances. You know, that was kind of one of the concerns that they had told me about when it came to, you know, testing out some of the draft curriculum stuff. Yeah, how will this kind of sort of the timeline now, how will this sort of take into effect, you know, again, some of those concerns over how, you know, a lot of students haven't been in the classroom as much over the last couple of years or so.
Absolutely, and that's why, again, we're focusing on these three core subject areas, English Language Arts and Literature, Mathematics, and of course Phys Ed and Wellness. Literacy and numeracy are so important. They're foundational to learning, and because we've been focusing on those core subjects in our early years anyways because of COVID disruptions, this is further reinforced with a strong curriculum in English Language Arts and Mathematics that really will support the work that we are already doing. Given also that we have As I said earlier, I will have an advisory group that are made up of experts, curriculum experts, as well as system leaders who are going to help determine how we roll out even those three subjects over the course of next year. It will really help ease the new curriculum into the classroom successfully. We know that teachers will require supports, they're going to require resources, they're going to require some time to spend with the curriculum. So we want to make sure that all of that is successful. So slowing down the pace of implementation of the new curriculum will help that. But we don't want to stop developing new curriculum. We don't want to stop the good work that's been done because it is needed in our classrooms. We have been on a trajectory for the province since 2008 to build a new curriculum, and we have nothing, you know, in front of our kids yet that's a permanent new curriculum. So we are still working towards that goal, but we're just going to slow it down because we do recognize the impacts that COVID has had on the classroom, and we do not want to disrupt any further.
When it comes to getting sort of engagement opportunities on the kind of social studies topic there, what are kind of some of the opportunities that Albertans, you know, kind of regular Albertans can sort of add to this kind of the engagement process when it comes to building this new curriculum?
Well, we're going to continue with the robust engagement process that we've had. There will be the ability to join webinars. There's the ability to continue to look at the surveys that we have out. We will have engagement sessions. All of these can be found on alberta.ca, education.alberta.ca, and they can just go on there and be part of that. They can always submit directly to my office, to my ministry, to my department, any further comments that they have. They can go online and view any changes that we've made and what, you know, particularly when it comes to the social studies, the new draft blueprint will be on the website as well. And, you know, there's just many, many opportunities. I would invite everyone to take advantage of those opportunities. I know they can also go to alberta.ca/curriculum, have your say, and that is another avenue as well.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two in there, kind of show that, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Minister, of course, we are coming up on kind of the holiday season. You know, every family out there kind of has their own little kind of traditions for this time of year. When it comes to you and your household, what are kind of some of the things that you're usually up to around this time of year?
Well, we just recently went out to out by Rocky Mountain House and chopped down our own Christmas tree. We've done that for many, many years. That's one of those traditions we really like. I'm really looking forward to having all of my children and my grandchildren at some time or other through the holidays. I have seven children, and now with spouses, significant others, and seven grandchildren, the house gets pretty full. But of course, we will make sure that we follow the requirements that are put out by Dr. Hinshaw and her team as guidance. But we really just enjoy spending time together, watching old movies, lots of food, lots of good times. Those are the memories that I really cherish.
Well, certainly going to be busy with a number of things over the next little bit, but Education Minister Adrienne LaGrange, thanks for joining us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I wish you and all of your listeners a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.